Every July, the Czech Republic sees the return of the famous Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, 8 days of world-class cinematography and 7 nights of world-class parties. Our reporter Christian Falvey begins a week of stories on both.
The box offices are open and the red rug is out of the closet, strewn out in front of the Thermal Hotel and awaiting its first famous footsteps, those of Czech-American director Miloš Forman. Earlier I spoke to program director Julieta Sichel, who told me what we can expect from day one of the 44th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival.
We will open with the new US film, which is called The Greatest. It's an international premiere, and the director of the film, Shane Fast, should come to introduce the film to the audiences. The festival traditionally opens with the red carpet, of course, with the arrival of the guests of the festival, and then the opening ceremony will take place, and after that the film, the opening film, which I already mentioned, will start.
And why was that film chosen? Can you tell me what it's about?
Well, this film, it's kind of a little bit of a sad story for the opening of the festival, but we really like the film. It includes big names, which of course is interesting and important for an opening film. The film stars Susan Sarandon and Pierce Brosnan, so I think these names are very attractive for the audiences that will attend the opening. The director is young, and it's a very interesting film, very well made. It's a story about a family which is trying to come to terms with their lives and with things happening around them after one of their sons dies.
Do you have any expectations for festival turnout this year?
Well, we hope that everything will go well. We hope that as many people as last year, or maybe more, will come and that they will like the films that we selected.
Turnout, indeed, tends not to be a problem at the biggest film event in Central Europe. Of course, there's always the great hope-dashing economic crisis to foil the best-laid plans of any organizer, but then 65 crowns per ticket is unlikely to strain the loyalties of the festival's devoted student fan base. And 220 films across 25 program sections leaves little room for audience dissatisfaction. In competition for the Crystal Globe are 14 films from 14 countries. There will be world premieres, including the latest film by Miloš Forman, and presentations of the directorial work of John Malkovich, Paul Schrader, and Patrice Chéreau, all of whom will be on hand during the course of the week.
Christian Falvey with that report